big band swing. Put it, no, put an underline. It's a new heading. Just like Dixieland was. Okay, big band swing. Okay, looking at the presidents, you have two presidents here. What is the difference? What is the amount of years between when Harry Truman's term ended and when Franklin D. Roosevelt's term started? How many? 20 years. How many years is the president allowed to be the president?
Eight.
So if there are two presidents up there, how many should it be? 16. And there are 20. Somebody tell me where the problem is. Look at it and figure it out. Andrew? Franklin D. Roosevelt was there for three terms. And how do you know that?
Because this is
12
years.
Because this is 12 years. Good job. So, if you've got 12 years for a president, how does that work? Why was he allowed to be president for 12 years?
Because he was also president.
Because the law wasn't made yet. Ah, Josh. I love it. Say it louder.
Because
the law wasn't made yet.
Because
the law was what? The law wasn't made. They hadn't created the law that said a president can only be in office for two terms. Okay? They just hadn't created it yet. And they created it after Franklin D. Roosevelt was president. Because in England and in other countries where there are presidents who can be president and leaders who can be presidents for years and years and years, the United States didn't want that. That was another one of the reasons why they came over here and started their own country. Okay, besides the religious persecution that was going on overseas, they did not want a monarchy where they have, like, where the king is just born and he's the king until he dies and then his son becomes the king. They didn't want that. And FDR was a good president. There were a lot of things that he did. Social Security, the Federal Aviation Administration, the Food and Drug Administration, who test the food and make sure that all of our medications are safe. He created all of those agencies. But he was president for 12 years, and after he died, the United States said, you know what? But this is not what we wanted. There was a reason. Even though he was a good president, there was a reason that we don't want this. What if somebody gets in who's not a good president? Who's not a good president? What happens then? So they made the law that you could only be, they made an amendment that you could only be president for two terms, and after that, and that goes, by the way, they don't. It's not 2 years in a row, two terms in a row. It's two terms at all. So if you, let's say Obama is the president now, and he chooses not to run next for the next term, but he wants to run again the term after that, he can, but he can only be elected for one term because it's two terms over your lifetime. It's not two terms back to back. It's two terms total. Now, there is a way that a president could be a president for more than 8 years.
You have to go two terms, and then you wait till the next election after the one after you resign. Then you go to the next one if they vote.
Not it, because you cannot be elected for more than two terms.
Oh, I know.
So how could you do it, Josh?
Well, if you got president for two elections, then it'd be the vice president. Then that president dies.
Or if you did it backwards. So if you were the vice president first, because normally that's the way that goes. If you're the vice president first, and the president passes away, and you become the president, you take over their term, and then you're elected for two terms. That's how that would work. Good job, Josh. If you wanted to become a vice president after, you know what? I don't know the answer to that. And I think that there was a question about that when, because Bill Clinton wanted to, there was talk about Bill Clinton being somebody's vice president. and there was a question.
You were a vice president, and then you got to be the president, and then you were elected twice, which one to be a vice president again?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but it's a good extra credit question. So if anybody wants to answer it, I'll give you extra credit. The question on the table is it possible to be elected twice as the president and then be the vice president?
No, be a vice president and then be elected twice and then be the vice president. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Either way, guys, can you move that xylophone? Because if it's sitting there and you're wanting to play with it, we should probably move it. Thank you. I don't know. Either way, I don't know if it's possible to be a president after the vice president if you've been president for two terms. So if you want to play out, extra credit. Andrew.
Are you going to have Mr. Brewer listen to it and see how good we did?
I might, if you're being good.
Uh-oh.
We'll see.
Uh-oh.
All right, so here's what was going on during Big Band Swing. Big Band Swing was a big change in jazz because we had Dixieland and everybody was happy. And then the Great Depression came. Okay, and nobody was happy. The Great Depression was when the stock market crashed and nobody had any money. A lot of people lost their jobs. Things that used to cost very little cost a lot. Loaves of bread were ridiculously expensive. Cartons of milk. Like, this is exaggerating, but like $15 for a loaf of bread. Like, it was ridiculous. And people didn't have money. So it was a problem. Okay, the Great Depression was a very, very difficult time in United States history. So these groups had 12 to 18 people in them. I want that to be a new bullet point. So right underneath the presidents, I want you to write a bullet point, the 12 to 18 members. This inspired the swing dancing phase. Swing dancing was a pretty big deal. And then what it did was it took the improvisation of Dixieland and it added groups making arrangements of pieces, taking them and changing them for bigger groups. Okay, big band swing, when you think of big band, it's a large group. It's a big band. That's why they called it Big Band Swing. It was just a big group. Dixieland had five, six, seven people in it. These groups had 18, 20 people, and there were sections. Instead of having one clarinet, one trumpet, one saxophone, now you've got four saxophones, four trumpets, four trombones, piano, bass, drum set. A lot of instruments. Just many instruments. That's why they call it a big band. It was just a large group. Okay, Benny Goodman, Tommy Dorsey, Glenn Miller, Count Basie, all very important people. I want you to write their names down and the instruments that they played. And yes, next to Glenn Miller, you need to write and arranger. Okay, and we know Frere Jacques, Dorme. Right, and well, and we were doing it in a band too. So if I took Frere Jacques and instead of making it that one line that I'm singing right now, I took it and made a song of it for a whole band, like you have in your book, that's an arrangement. Okay? Back when women had just gotten the right to vote, okay, they really weren't working very much. So they didn't pick up playing instruments like the men did because it wasn't something that they did as a job. So most likely there were not a lot of women. There were a few, Ella Fitzgerald, which we'll learn about later. There were a few, but not many.
Since this is a big room, it's to bounce off the sound.
Yeah.
That's right. It absorbs the sound. You know when you have a big empty room, if you ever walked into a room that had no furniture?
Yeah.
And it just echoed?
Yeah.
The furniture absorbs the sound because the sound just bounces off the walls. So the furniture absorbs the sound. This room is so big and it's so tall and there's so much wall that the sound would just continuously bounce off and it would actually be really loud in here. So because this is a music room and we have, 76 kids who play instruments and 37 kids who play recorders every class, we need to have things on the wall that will absorb the sound so that it's not too loud for your ears.
Decorations?
No, not decorations.
Kind of.
They actually serve a purpose. I mean, they are decorative, I guess. Yeah. I mean, they're pretty, but
during Christmas, you can put lights on.
We We could put lights on them. That would be amazing. Brad.
Can you take them off and
try? I know. They're very heavy.
You can pin stuff on them, too.
You can pin stuff on them. That's right. Are we good with these? Can we move on?
Are they giant?
We're good. All right. Here are more historical aspects of how this went. Remember we talked about the only way that Dixieland spread was by on the riverboats, right? That was the only way they could. Now, FDR made famous his fireside chats, which were radio addresses he did every Saturday in the morning. So now we've got radio. We started putting music on the radio. The recording industry was taking off, so we started making records. Many bands were touring through the U.S., so instead of just on the riverboat, they were actually going places and playing. They played in big dance halls to thousands of people. We talked about the only way that Dixieland could spread were on these little riverboats and then playing in places where people saw them. Now you've got, like, concerts with thousands of people that they can see. Benny Goodman played the clarinet. He played at Carnegie Hall in New York. So this was a big deal. Duke Ellington, I want you to write his name down. Duke Ellington was a composer. Okay, new bullet point, Duke Ellington.
Edward Duke?
No, you can just write Duke. Okay, Duke Ellington was one of the greatest jazz composers ever. He was born in Washington, D.C. He moved to New York. And he attracted national attention through record sales and radio broadcasts. This was how people started to get famous. This was about the time that musicians started being able to use the radio for showing everybody what they can do. He composed over 2,000 pieces of music. He created 2,000 pieces of music. That's huge. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Have you heard that song? It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. He wrote that song. Okay? Big, big deal. He also won a Pulitzer Prize for writing. He won an award from the National Institute of Arts and Letters. He has a Doctor of Music degree from Yale University.
Cool.
And in 1969, he was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest honor you can receive as a civilian, as a person who's not in the military. Okay, lot of good stuff. So let's listen to some big band swing. As you are listening, we're back on big band swing. We're not on bebop yet. I know that's what the slide says, but we're not there. So listening to big band swing, remember that we're listening for large groups, literally large groups of music. I think when you hear this, tell me what this reminds you of. Where have you heard it before? Monsters, Inc. That's usually where everybody gets it. Monsters, Inc. If you hear this music and you think Monsters, Inc., it is Big Band Swing. Okay? You're listening, you've got a drum set. Groups of trombones. This is not one trombone. This is many trombones. Can you hear this? Not just one.
Yeah.
Okay? Groups of saxophones and trumpets. Big groups. This is the first time you hear saxophones. This is Big Band Swing. Let's listen to it one more time, just because it's cool. Yeah, there it is. Arrangement of it, but it's a bluesy song. So yes, it is jazz. Good job, Melanie. Next is Bebop. So, new header, just like Dixieland, just like Big Band Jazz, this is Bebop. Bebop is a very short one, okay? It was in the 1950s, not a very long genre of jazz. Didn't last very long, but there was a reason why it was there. Okay, here were the presidents.
Harry Truman.
Harry Truman, which if you remember, Harry Truman was also president during Big Band. So this overlapped during his time. Truman and Eisenhower, write them down please, and their years. Because the styles of music didn't change because the presidents changed. Right? That's not how that goes. And they don't just change overnight. They kind of meld one into another. Brad, what was your question then? Eisenhower was a president. These are the presidents then.
He was a football coach.
He was a football coach?
I think he was a football coach for
He was an army general.
I think he was in
high school or
something.
Are we good with this?
No.
Yeah.
No.
All right, one more minute.
Oh no.
You guys want to hear a silly story?
Yes.
While you're finishing writing, my daughter turned 3 yesterday, which is not a funny story, but that at least shows you how old she is. And she went to West Virginia with her dad to go visit her cousins. And she came back and I said, "Did you have fun?" It was like last week and they went. She said, "Where did you go?" She said, "In a car." And I said, "Was it fun?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, where did you go in the car?" She said, "West Virginia, y'all." What? Y'all?
Y'all.
It was funny.
That's
You've never
cute.
Seen a 3-year-old say y'all.
That's
you
cute.
Have to, because it was cute. It was really funny.
West Virginia,
y'all.
She's like, y'all. Y'all.
All right, moving on. Here's what happened. Here's how Bebop became what it was. If you look, now Bebop only had 4 to 6 musicians. 4 to 6. That's a new bullet point. 4 to 6. Emily, I want you to sit next to Ian. Thank you. 4 to 6 musicians. Write that down. So we went from 16 to 20 down to 4 to 6. It's not good, but there's a reason for it, and I'll tell you what it was in a second. The music in Bebop had a lot of notes, just fast notes. They played 8th notes. You'll hear it when I turn it on. It's just a lot of notes, okay? And now with 4 to 6 musicians, we don't have room for groups of instruments anymore, do we? So now you're talking 1 saxophone, 1 trumpet. We're back to Dixieland type instrumentation, okay? It was mainly improv, which means they were making it up.
Excuse me for the interruption. At this time, could all of the 5th grade...
Two men are ones that you're going to need to write down. Dizzy Gillespie, who played the trumpet, and Charlie Parker played the saxophone.
Yay.
These two men... It's not appropriate and not necessary. These two men developed a very close friendship, and together, they helped create and develop this style that we have that's bebop. Okay, we'll listen to a little bit of Bebop while you are writing these down. Okay, you hear piano, you're hearing fast notes, right? You're hearing a lot of notes. 1 trumpet, 1 saxophone. It does sound like music that is, it does sound like music that's played in fancy restaurants. Okay, that's Bebop, and at this point you should be done writing these two names together. Here's how this happened. This is the big thing about Bebop that created the things that were happening in the world while Bebop was going on. Are you okay? The things that were going on in the world helped create what bebop was. In 1940s, the big bands started to decrease. The popularity of them started to decrease. The reasons for that were the ones that follow. The U.S. was involved in World War II, and so many of the musicians that were in the big bands were drafted to go fight in the war. And if you have to have a band for a big band, if you have to have 18 to 20 people in it, and you start losing people to have to go fight in the war, you don't have a big band anymore. Okay? There was an entertainment tax that they put on the halls that the big bands used to play in. Those big halls where they played to thousands of people. There was a tax imposed on those halls, and so it became too expensive for them to play. So now they have nowhere to play, and they're losing their people. And then the musicians union went on strike from recording studios in 1942 to 1944, so there was no music recorded. So now there's no new music recorded, so nobody's hearing it. They can't play it anywhere because it's too expensive, and their bands are falling apart because their members are being drafted. There's not much else you can do, right? At this point, you have to find something else to do. And so bebop developed from that. Okay?
We don't need to worry about that.
And we are on to jazz rock. So, new one. And the last one.
Yes.
We're looking at our presidents here, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, and Ronald Reagan. We talked about some of these, presidents before. Richard Nixon left office in the middle of his second term because there was a scandal called Watergate that he was accused, he and his vice president, Walter Mondale, were accused of doing bad things that were not appropriate for the president.
Did he do it?
Trading secrets, country secrets, embezzling money. There were loads and loads and loads. Nobody knows for sure if he really did it, but his vice president resigned. Walter Mondale resigned. And we talked about this before, where when the president resigns, or the vice president resigns or dies, the president can choose a new vice president. So Richard Nixon chose Gerald Ford as his vice president. He was not elected vice president, he was chosen. When Richard Nixon resigned, Gerald Ford became the president because he was the vice president. So Gerald Ford became president without ever being elected. And he was the only president to do so. So he got there just by being chosen. John Kennedy, say that again? Who did he pick? John Kennedy didn't have to pick anybody because Lyndon Johnson was his vice president, and when he died, Lyndon Johnson became the president. Who's our vice president? Joe Biden is our vice president. So if something were to happen to Joe Biden, Obama would choose a new vice president. Okay? How many years do we have here between the beginning of Richard Nixon's term and the end of Ronald Reagan's term? Shane?
20 years.
20 years. Very good. And you notice in this jazz rock, these 20 years, we had 4 presidents, whereas when FDR and Harry Truman, see the one that was after FDR?
Yeah.
When FDR and Harry Truman were president, between the two of them, they had 20 years. And we had 4 presidents in 20 years here. All right. In the U.S. during the 70s and 80s, we started combining improvisation, which is where they just make things up as they play, melodic and harmonic jazz elements, as well as the rhythmic part of rock and roll, as well as the electric instrumentation of rock and roll. So we're talking about electric guitar, electric bass, and electric piano. Okay, electric guitar is not what you're thinking, like rock and roll electric guitar. Are you all right, Earl?
Well, but I yawn.
Okay, you'll hear it. You'll hear that it's electric, but it's not the kind of electric you're thinking it is. And then there was the development of the synthesizer, which was a new instrument. The synthesizer is what you think of as a keyboard, an electric keyboard, where it's a keyboard that makes all different sounds, not just an electric piano sound, but a string sound and a choir sound and some crazy robot sounds and, you know, whatnot. That's a synthesizer. Popular artists. Pay attention here because you do not need to write them all down, but you will need to write some. You're going to write every other one that's up here. Chick Corea, Miles Davis, and Herbie Hancock.
Okay.
Every other one. Davis started playing in big bands, which was how many years ago?
Two.
No. Two genres ago, but it was like 40 years ago. And was one of the first musicians to explore jazz rock. He recorded many albums, often performed live. You have to figure by the time jazz rock came around, they were having rock concerts and radios and cassette tapes and 8-tracks. And so it was a lot easier to be publicized at this point in time. Many of the musicians from his group went on to form their own groups. And that is the end. I want you to listen. Wait. I'll wait. I want you to listen to jazz rock. If you've ever watched the Weather Channel or Channel 6, please. If you've ever listened to the Weather Channel or Channel 6, there's a good chance that you've heard jazz rock. Just listen for the electronic instruments. Okay, hear the electric guitar, electric piano. Where you finished. I want you to look up there. Do you see in the blue it says number one and then it has A, B, C, D underneath it? On the board, there's blue writing. On the whiteboard, it says number one and it says A, B, C, D. Please write that. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to have four four of these to do. Okay. This is the first one. What you're going to do, in the green box up there, it's Dixieland, Big Band, Bebop, and Jazz Rock.
Yeah.
You're going to listen to, well, the first one it's going to give you the correct answers. So it's going to tell you what it is, and then you just write the name down. It'll say Dixieland or whatever it says first. You write it next to letter A. Then the next one you write next to letter B. Why are you listening to the kinds of music? Because 2, 3, and 4, they are not going to tell you what it is. You have to figure it out.
Oh.
Okay? I'm going to help you through the first one. Second, third, and fourth ones you need to do on your own. So here's the first one.
Dixieland.
Okay, Dixieland. So go ahead and write Dixieland under letter A. Okay, clarinet. Dixieland. Automatically, you hear clarinet. One or two different kinds of instruments. There's one of each. Trumpet. It's very laid back, right? That's Dixieland. So think about that as you're listening.
Swing.
Okay, right, Big Band, Swing. On number two. Monsters, Inc., right? Groups of instruments. A lot of drums. Big Band, Swing had a lot of drum set. Drum things. Thank you. you get ready for letter C?
Bebop.
Go ahead and write bebop for number C. Letter C. Fast notes. To help you because we're talking through this one. The next one will not be. Okay, fast notes. One saxophone, one trumpet.
Jazz rock.
Electronic instruments. Do you hear electronic music instruments or you think Weather Channel? It's jazz rock. Please write down number two, A, B, C, and D underneath that one. And I'm going to do it with you. You're going to write 2, 3, and 4 with A, B, C, and D. All right, this is number 2A. Not sure, but tell me you think it is. And you can always change it later.
Wait, out of those four?
Out of those four. Same answer she had before, just in a different order. Listen to how many instruments there are. Listen to what instruments they are. Make an educated decision. Letter B. Wrong. 2A was what?
Big band.
Big band. 2B was?
Bebop.
2C? Yep. 2D. Good job. 3A. 3A.
Don't be sorry.
And here's D.